And welcome to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jeff Crotchmoney.
And sitting in the corner today we have...
Jason's replacement this week.
You're not a replacement for Jason.
I am.
You are better than
I'm sitting in his chair.
You're, but it's better than sitting in his lap.
Oh, I don't know. I might enjoy sitting in his lap. Anyway, I'm DB Cup and I'm here.
Well,
he mightn't like it, but, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
I never know
your luck in a big city. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
The very last show for
2015.
We're going to take a well-earned break.
Mm-hmm.
Dee and I are taking 2 weeks off.
Nice.
You're taking 3 weeks off.
Technically.
Jason is taking 4 weeks off, the slacker.
Embarrassing.
Well, not entirely 4 weeks off, because in 2 weeks' time you're going to be in Las Vegas for CES.
Correct.
And you're going to be...
I'll be reporting back.
You're going to be sleeping on the plane on the way back, let me assure you of that.
Yes.
It's going to be very, very tiring there, very crowded.
Yeah.
I don't do crowds. Well, I do not like crowds. And
it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. You will enjoy it.
You'll be right into it. All that tech stuff, all that new gear.
And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing a bit of a chat that they're going to record and send that back to me, so that on the 10th of January, when Gadget Grill returns, we will have an up-to-date report from the floor of CES.
Absolutely.
From our two representatives on the floor in CES.
Yep.
We may even do a phone call during the week before that I can record here.
Yep.
We could do a call with the three of us and have a bit of a chat, and I can edit that down.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
We just have to put you on Vegas time.
Well, I can do that. That's not a big deal.
Although we may actually still be awake in Sydney time anyway, so that's fine.
Jason won't, because he's already on London time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What have you been up to, young Mr. Quattromani?
Trying to stay cool. It has been insanely hot.
It has been a bit warm this week.
Yeah, I saw 44 on the car today.
44? 44 what?
Degrees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 44.
Okay. Wow.
That's killer.
That is warm. That is hot.
The top was up, was it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I have my limits, yeah.
At 44, I will allow the top to go up.
On black leather seats?
Yes. On,
yeah.
You know, below 36, between 36 and about 7 degrees, or even between anything below 35 degrees, the top must be down. That is the law of convertible cars.
We're working on that.
Jeffrey, that is the law of convertible cars. Below 35 degrees, the top must be down. There are ways you can cope with the weather being cold. When it's hot, you don't want to cook, so you do have to keep the top up, turn the AC on.
Absolutely.
And just sit in the garage and gas yourself to death with the exhaust fumes. Dee Dee Cup, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been busy this week.
You've had parties and...
Oh, yeah, all my seniors and... It's been great, actually.
Excellent.
It's been a good week.
Excellent.
I've had fun.
Good.
That's good. I've had fun.
Have you guys got new headphones?
Yes.
Well, yeah. We bought some while we're in Nashville.
It's in Nashville.
Just noticed you guys are matching.
Yeah, Dee bought some, and they're very similar to the old ones that I have.
The old Fostex.
Yeah, I've still got those here if you want to use them.
That's all right.
But these are a slightly higher model, and they've got different EQ. The EQ sounds a little bit crisper in these.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether I like that or not. I've got to get used to that, and I've got to use them in a recording studio to see what they're actually like, to see how good they are with music. As far as music reproduction goes, there's nothing better.
Okay.
Nothing better.
Well.
Speaking of music reproduction, today is the birthday of two of our favourite artists.
Mm.
Or the anniversary of the birth. They're no longer with us. First one, I'm going to play two pieces of music, one from each of these people, through the show. Mm-hmm. First one of these is The Little Sparrow, Edith Piaf. And this is La Vie en Rose.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where was a gloom. And when you speak and sing from above, everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Give your heart and soul to me, and life.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on Radio 2 RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
It's been a while since we've heard that.
It has, hasn't it?
It's kind of nice.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of nice.
Yes.
It's very good.
You guys.
It is time for the news. Jeffrey, would you like to lead the way?
I can. Interestingly, this week, the New South Wales government legalised
Uber.
Yes. Ride sharing through Uber is now legal. And it's meant a whole other list of things that are happening as well with the taxi industry. But essentially, if you want to ride with an UberX, it's now a legal thing to do.
Yeah, that's good. As long as they're licensed and they've got what they need.
So there's some small changes that UberX drivers need to do to actually... A
couple of $100 for a license.
Yeah. Very minimal, though.
Do they have to have police clearance and things
yes.
like that.
Yes,
yeah. And you always had to do that before, even just to sign up as an UberX driver. Oh, you had to go through background checks and things like that.
Okay.
But the government's sort of mandating a few extra things to give themselves some money in their pocket too. But essentially you could be running your own ride-sharing service tomorrow.
So indeed.
That's better than it was.
Jeff, remember last week we were speaking about phones having encryption?
Yes.
Are you aware that as of January 1, mm-hmm. just 2 weeks away, there are new measures for internet encryption coming into effect, which includes sites like Google, Facebook, Twitter, and basically phones that are about 5 years old or longer
mm-hmm.
May not support the SHA-2 web encryption standard.
Right.
And that means they may not be able to access a lot of websites.
Wow, 5 years old.
Yeah.
Although, if it's 5 years old but it has been receiving app updates and OS updates, then it should be okay. However, if it's just been sitting in your cupboard for 5 years and you've turned it on, there's a good chance it won't work.
This is going to be more affecting people with older phones and, of course, people in the third world whose phones will not be as up to date.
Wow. That's interesting, actually.
Isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Isn't it?
I read this week that the next 4GT in the US...
Oh, the Gorilla Glass.
It's going to have a Gorilla Glass windshield. Now, Gorilla Glass is what most people are finding on the front of their smartphones.
Yep.
So, the glass it's screen that's actually on the front
scratch of it. Scratch and damage resistant.
Yeah, it's stronger than ordinary window glass that you're used to seeing. So, I guess it's good in terms of chips and things like that on your supercar. If you can afford a 4GT in the US, then there's a good chance the windscreen will be nice and strong.
Absolutely. I saw that and I thought that's... That's very, very interesting.
I wonder how it'll handle like a stone chip.
Well, that's the idea, is it should resist.
So that it's exactly. Yeah. It's going to be laminated Gorilla Glass.
Mm.
Now I don't know whether both layers or all layers. I'm assuming it's going to be two.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a car.
Yeah. But I don't know whether both layers will be Gorilla Glass. But at least if the outside's Gorilla Glass, then that's...
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Now, you spoke about Uber. There's an interesting story that popped up this week about Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know Dee is always keen on...
I look at it. I love
to look on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Maybe this will change your mind a little bit.
No.
Because a woman who stayed at an Irvine in California Airbnb rental in December 2013 has filed a lawsuit in San Francisco federal court accusing the rental company of negligence for failing to vet hosts before allowing them to post listings. According to the complaint... which also accuses the residents who listed the home of violating privacy laws, a camera was found hidden in the residence that captured personal and intimate conversations between the woman and her partner, as well as capturing the woman in an undressed state.
Okay, well, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah,
I doubt all people with B&B who list on B&B would have cameras and microphones in their place.
But it's an interesting occurrence that somebody...
It's true.
That's a while ago. That's 2 years ago. Nearly three years ago she was staying there.
2 years ago, yeah. It's just, it takes a while to get these things into the legal system, of course.
That's interesting.
While staying as a guest in the property, at night the woman would sleep without any clothing, believing that with the front door closed and the window blinds drawn throughout the property, she was protected and free from prying eyes.
How did she find out she wasn't?
Because her partner found a camera in a bookshelf, a flashing light.
Oh, right,
in a bookshelf and found it as a camera. They promptly filed a complaint with Airbnb and moved out of the property. Airbnb continued to allow the homeowners to rent their property.
Probably not good.
I thought that was an interesting story.
It is. So Star Wars came out this week.
The big film.
Yes. Now...
Tell me something exciting.
Well, here's the funny part to it, is that a cinema in LA was screening the premiere. Now, the premiere is full of...
This the wedding?
The ultimate nerds. No. This,
no?
So the ultimate nerds go to the premiere, like myself, at midnight. And it's full of people who dress up and get all crazy about it.
Hang on. I'm just wondering about the tautological content.
Crazy, yeah, right. Go on, keep going, Jeff.
The projector died.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow.
So it died once, and then when it came back, it was 30 minutes forward in the film.
They'd lost 30 minutes of the movie.
So people ran out of the cinema screaming because they started to see things, and I'm not going to spoil the movie for people, but they started to see things that happened much later in the film, which is very big. And then the projector died again. And then they got the movie going back to where it started originally.
God.
So a massive disaster, but... You know, if technology is going to fail, that is probably the worst time
Absolutely.
Star Wars premiere at midnight. Not good.
Oh, dear.
You got anything in the news, Dee?
News? No, not really.
No. Okay. How about some research has been released that by 2020, this is only 5 years away, guys, robots are expected to reside in more than 1 in 10 American households.
Okay.
That doesn't sound too off the mark, does it?
No, that's cool.
It depends upon what you call a robot.
Well, they've already got robotic bloody vacuum cleaners sucking.
Well, that's right. Those robotic vacuum, they really do suck, don't they?
They do suck, yes. They're very good.
I've never had one. And our dearly beloved local member,
our dearly beloved Prime Minister was in Japan this week on Friday, and he
shook hands with the Honda robot.
Oh, cool.
Which walked up to him, stood in front of him and offered him his hand to shake.
That's awesome. The Honda one is very advanced.
The Honda one is very advanced.
Welcome, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah.
it's very cool. Yeah.
So this doesn't seem too far off the mark.
So speaking of inexpensive.
Inexpensive.
And extremely intelligent, there's a new phone that has been released. It's extremely inexpensive. It's $10. $10 phone. Completely water resistant.
Wow.
It's called the No Phone. Have you heard of this one, Gary?
No, I have not.
So the No phone is 100% made of plastic. It's got no camera, no screen. It doesn't play music. It doesn't have any electrical components at all. It's a it's just a plastic structure of what looks like a phone.
Oh, so you can just pretend you're talking on the phone when some person you really don't want to talk to starts walking towards you.
So probably the best gift this Christmas you could buy for somebody who's begging for a new phone is the No phone, because at $10, they're going to be really, really upset.
We should get one of those for my mum. My mum was complaining. We went to lunch today with my mum and the boys.
Yep.
And on the way over there, my mum was saying she wants to buy herself something for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said, well, mum, just tell us what you want. We'll go out and get it for you.
Mm.
And she couldn't come up with anything.
No.
The No phone sounds ideal, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the direction your mum was going.
No, it's not. You're quite right. Okay, now,
dropping diamond on a ring finger might be
choices of stories that I have here also are begging to be useless gadgets, but I'm going to go with...
Give us one of them.
I'm going to go with this one here because... I'm going to go with two of these because...
Because you can.
Because I can, yeah. In America, in Woodland in North Carolina, to be specific, a U.S. town, the U.S. town of Woodland, Carolina, have expressed their fear and mistrust at the proposal to allow the Strata Solar Company to build a solar farm.
Oh, that's right.
During the Woodland Town Council meeting, one local man, Bobby Mann, pay attention to the names.
Love it.
Said solar farms would suck up all the energy from the sun, and businesses would not go to Woodland.
I love it. So basically, they would steal the sun.
Have you got that song, Folks is Dumb Where We Come From?
I'll see if I can find it for a second. I told you to pay attention to the names because Jane Mann, Jane Mann, a retired, this is the good part.
Right.
You're going to love this bit. Jane Mann, a retired science teacher.
Right, that's his mum.
Said she was concerned the panels would prevent plants in the area from photosynthesizing, them from growing. She said that she had seen areas near solar panels where plants are brown and dead because they did not get enough sunlight, or maybe they didn't get enough water.
That could be it too. Yeah.
She also questioned the high number of cancer deaths in the area, saying no one could tell her that solar panels didn't cause cancer.
Of course.
My goodness.
Of course that's what it is.
They definitely need that song.
So that's a ridiculous story, and I'm going to tie into one more, actually, because I wish Jason was here for this because he's a cat guy. In Japan, of all places, they've developed a scent that smells just like your cat's forehead.
Great.
And apparently this is a thing, that owners love the smell of their cat's foreheads.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe that's a special spot for cats.
I've never sniffed a cat's forehead.
And the idea in Japan is that you buy this scent and then you spray it onto your toy cat. So that way you don't have to have a real cat.
So you've got a pretend cat.
Get a fake cat, make it smell like a real one, and sniff its forehead. Have a good time.
Oh, great. That sounds marvellous.
I need to ask Jason about this one because he'd probably tell me if it's a good idea or not. I don't think it is.
I just want to know if he sniffs his cat's forehead.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Weird.
Very weird.
Only in Japan.
Yeah, maybe.
It seems like we're on to something next.
No, not quite. This is just
a bit of background.
A bit of background music. Kermit Ruffins, If I Only Had a Brain.
All right.
Perfect tie-in.
Exactly. Now, the next news item that I have is some people, even in very high-powered universities, sometimes have a little bit too much free time on their hands.
Oh, dear.
Researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, note that's the Artificial Intelligence Lab,
yes,
right,
have created an algorithm they claim can predict how memorable or forgettable an image is almost as accurately as a human.
Wow.
Which is to say that their tech can predict how likely a person would be to remember or forget a particular photo. To put it another way, they can tell you, they can work, they've got a an algorithm that will tell you how boring your selfie is going to be.
I was thinking they can decide how interesting you actually are. I like that. That's great.
Wonderful. Gee, they must have too much time on their hands, these people.
That's truly. That's pretty much how I think that is. You got one more item, Jeffrey?
I can squeeze in one more, actually. News from Google for Australia.
This is
relevant, actually. Android Pay will launch in Australia in the first half of 2016.
Indeed.
Android Pay.
It's like the iPhone Pay thing.
It's almost like Apple Pay in a sense that you'll be able to use your phone instead of carrying around a bank card.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's fantastic.
No, I don't like it.
Why?
Because if you lose your phone,
it's like losing your credit card. I know. It's the same thing.
It's easier to lose your phone.
No, it's not.
Is it really?
Oh, I think it is. People just leave them lying on tables and stuff and go. And then they go, oh, I forgot my phone, go back and it's gone. Someone's gone all around the shopping centre.
Well, it's interesting actually that you say that, because your phone has almost more security than your credit card that would just sit in your wallet. Because I could take your credit card and paywave something today.
Okay.
But with your phone, I can't do that because you'd have to actually unlock the app to do it.
Okay,
so there,
Jeff,
actually is that level of security.
Let's take Dee's point on this one. How many times in the past 12 months have you left home or left the office or left somewhere and you've forgotten to take your phone?
I do it every day, nearly. Nearly every day
Never.
I forget to walk out the
Never?
Door.
Never.
Yeah, but you guys are sick.
However,
you've got mental illness.
Okay. However, I'll admit to have leaving the office maybe 2 out of 5 days without my keys and having to go back in the office because I've forgotten my keys. I literally walk all the way to my car.
You've got mental illness.
So the phone is always in my hand or in my pocket.
Exactly. Right. That's it's an illness. It's like you're attached to it.
It's part of me.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, early in the new year, Jeff is actually going to be going into hospital to have an iPhonectomy.
I have a larger iPhone now too, so that will work.
Size does not matter, Jeff. Size does not matter.
It'll hurt on the way out though, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mentioned at the start of the show or earlier in the show that today was the birthday of two of our favourite artists.
Yes.
And we played some Edith Piaf for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
John,
for me,
was it John Farnham that's next?
Oh God, no.
No.
Elton John.
God, no.
Justin Bieber?
No.
Yeah, definitely.
Am I getting warmer?
No.
Taylor Swift.
Now you're getting close.
Close to being kicked out of the studio.
Close to being kicked out of the bloody studio, yeah. Today is the anniversary of the birth of Professor Longhair.
Yes.
One of New Orleans' most immortal, most influential musicians.
Absolutely. Not just New Orleans.
Yeah, the world. This is Tipitina.
No.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Indeed we are. Now, for those of you who follow our Twitter feed, either mine or 2RDJ's or the Gadget Grill's, you may know that I promised earlier today that we would have Dee Cup do a story on the Opal Card for Seniors.
Yes.
And
Opal Card.
It is that time of the night.
Not Opal Rock, Opal Card.
Indeed.
Yes. Not one that you wear.
No, well. The
floor is yours, Ms. Dee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Steamboat Gaz. Well, because I work with seniors, and I have a friend who actually works in telemarketing at the moment. She's taking calls from people about Opal and trying to explain how it works, especially for seniors. And the there's a few problems with it in my mind for seniors.
Indeed.
Because to register for an Opal card when you're a senior, you need to have one of three things, either a senior's card or a Centrelink number, like for a pension number, or a war widow's number.
Right.
Now, if you don't have one of those three things, you're pretty well knackered.
Yeah.
You can't apply for an Opal card if you don't have one of these three things.
Is that because they don't see you as eligible to receive the discount if you're not in one of those three categories?
Well, no. If you're a self-funded retiree and you choose not to have a seniors card because, you know, you probably don't really need those discounts, or you're not on Centrelink, or you're not a war widow, well, then how? I'm going to ask her next time I see her. How exactly would then they go about getting an Opal card?
And there's a couple of other problems as well. For instance, the pension, a person on a pension does not get a lot of money, and their money has to go rather a long way.
It's got to last the fortnight.
It's got to last them the fortnight till they get their next pension.
Yeah.
And
minimum.
The minimum amount that you can put down on an Opal card is $10.
Yep.
Now, $10 to a person on a couple of $100 a week is a hell of a lot of money.
How do they do it? How do they recharge an Opal card? Is it all online or can you do it in store?
You can do it in a store. You can do it on
7-Eleven and places like that.
You can do it online, but let's think in terms of a person who's in their 80s.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s.
Which is doing, the people I deal with.
Doing this sort of thing online? Do you think that's going to happen?
No,
that's
way.
What I was saying. I can't imagine that being easy to do online.
And I'm going to take that aspect just a little bit further because for those people in their mid to late 80s to their early 90s, how old are their children going to be?
60-odd,
yeah.
Well, they mightn't be tech savvy either.
That's exactly my point.
That's true. You've got at least 30 years before the whole internet thing becomes everybody.
I'm in my 60s, but I'm certainly, I think, the exception rather than the rule.
I was going to say, I don't think that you're the classic 60-year-old that we're talking
and
about.
And I see lots of people 10 years younger than me
struggling.
Who are struggling with, with the technology.
Yeah.
Fair enough that, my mum's 88 and she manages the technology, but there's a fair bit of support behind helping her get to where she is. But somebody who's 10 years junior than me and struggling with it, and they expect people in their 80s to be doing this?
The other option is they can ring up and do it, okay?
So you can do it over the phone.
All right. So here comes another problem. Half of them are deaf.
Great.
Right. They can't hear on a phone properly.
Use a phone.
And it's automated. Push one for this, push two for that, push three for this, push four. They can't get it.
Do you have to use the Opal card?
Basically, that is going to be the only way that you can travel on public transport probably about a year and a half time,
So I thought it was happening this January. There's no more tickets.
Well, they're not selling any more cardboard, any more paper tickets.
So then that's Opal.
Well, no, because you can go down to the newsagent tomorrow and stock up on paper tickets.
Oh, well, yeah, like some oldie's going to run down to the newsagent.
Well,
it's going to be the same problem.
Well, it's going to be exactly.
Limited.
Well,
so hang on.
That's
so
right.
How does someone like me, who has not got an Opal card, and I decide that tomorrow I need to catch the bus, and I haven't got an Opal card?
Bad luck.
So the bus will turn up. I will step on the first step.
Yep.
Unable to tap. Yep. Have money in my pocket and be refused a ride.
They won't take your money.
Yep.
I'm really?
Really. They don't take your money anymore.
They might let you ride, but they'll go, well, you're an idiot. We've only been advertising this for your last year and a half.
I thought there was sort of a dual mechanism sort of thing.
Not anymore.
The other hard thing too is, well, it's not hard, I suppose, but people who come here as tourists,
they don't register,
but you can buy unregistered
ones. You can buy unregistered cards.
And you can get a card and you can just top it up, you know, like they do in England. Yeah.
So I guess, you know what, when you think about it, I mean, the Octopus card in, where is that, in Thailand? No.
Hong Kong,
right?
Octopus is Hong Kong.
That's pretty much standard over there. You can't travel on a train without
and,
with
and that's what they're doing
same
here.
Same in England,
so I guess, as well.
So I guess my overreaction is probably not that uncommon.
No,
it's been done.
But it is tough. I think they need to think about the older generation a bit more.
I would think they just need to look at what they did in these other countries, because if other countries have had it for longer than we have.
Yeah.
How do they do it for their elderly? And maybe we should adopt what they do.
In Hawaii, when you want to ride on the bus, and the bus is a very good system there, just a public bus, same as we have here.
Mm.
They've got a jar next to the driver.
Really?
Yep. And I think it's $2 a fare.
Yeah.
Anywhere on, for instance, on Oahu, you can go halfway around the island for your $2 fare.
Like that.
You can also get what's called a transfer ticket. If your journey that means that you've got to take two buses or three buses, when you get on and you pay, you ask the driver for a transfer ticket. He just gives you a ticket, which is then good. That lets you get on to your connecting bus.
Mm.
So you get off where you need to get off, you get on the next bus, and away you go, you just show your ticket.
So it's basically $2 a day wherever you go.
No. The $2 gets you one way, and then you've got to have $2 to come back.
All right.
Now, they don't give you any change. If you don't have the right money, then
bad luck.
And if you remember in New Orleans on the streetcar.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
$2.50, I think it was, or maybe $1.25, I can't remember.
Mm.
But again, no change.
And look, I mean, I think that's nice to have that in Hawaii. I don't think that same system would work in Sydney, for example, where you've got millions of people trying to get around public transport, to have people running around throwing $2 in a jar.
No.
But I think it's cool. But yeah, I don't know what the solution is for Opal. I don't use it. I don't use public transport enough to really understand the system. No.
Well, you've got to keep on top of it, because I've seen people getting on and they haven't got enough credit.
And then what,
they've forgotten to top it up.
They get kicked off. Or?
You've got to top it up. Yeah. Well, usually the bus drivers will let you on.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, they're not really happy about it.
Nah.
And if those guys come on, you know, those
inspectors
guys that look like
the Gestapo.
If they come on and your tickets, I reckon you'd get a fine.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
This is Crowded House. Better be home soon.
We will be.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you, and it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever, and I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Stripping back the coats, the lies and deception, back to nothingness, like a week in the desert.
And welcome back to the very last Gadget Drill for 2015.
It is.
How sad.
I know. Where's the year gone?
It's gone. It ain't coming back.
What a year.
Okay, Jeff, in 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or thereabouts.
Yep.
The best gadget for the year. What do you think it was?
It's such a tough question.
Isn't it?
I'm going to go as a category instead.
Okay.
Instead of saying one particular product, and say that the wearables segment became mainstream in 2015.
Okay. Now, by wearables, you're talking watches and so fitness.
Your Fitbits, your watches.
Okay. Are you including, including 3D visual stuff?
VR. I would say VR is a segment in itself, and yes, that became a big deal in 2015.
I think next year is going to be the year of VR.
Correct. I'd say next year's VR. Yeah, I think this year was the year of the wearables. Yeah. What do you think?
That's an interesting proposition.
Mm.
I'm always disappointed in the technology that we get.
You need to start inventing things yourself.
I've got to start inventing things because when you get to my age,
yeah.
It's harder to be impressed. Aww. It is harder to be impressed. And the thing that impressed me, I think, was not the technology in the VR, but how we've seen the VR being used. And the New York Times VR app that we saw on the ViewMaster. Cool. That was very cool. That was very innovative.
Mm.
And I think that's pointing the way of the future, pointing towards the future.
Agreed. I think next year you'll see education pick up VR.
Absolutely. I think that's
and
very
my
good.
Thing is medical.
Medical?
Yes.
Okay.
Is how they're using 3D printers to make amazing
absolutely.
Medicine.
Absolutely.
Awesome point.
3D printing, it hasn't quite taken off the way I expected it to, ooh. But some of the developments that we've seen, and I saw something this week over at CES. I sent you the email about this during the week.
Yep.
A $350 3D printer.
I know. I'm telling you that this time last year we were talking about the whole scaremongering in the media about 3D printing guns,
making guns,
things like that. Yeah. And then this year we actually saw how it was being used to help people walk and breathe and live actual normal lives.
And that's probably the top of the thing.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. AC/DC, Dirty Deeds, done dirt cheap. And welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Before we go and wish everybody all the best of the season, I have got what I consider to be an absolutely wonderfully useless service, not a gadget.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, a mob out of Melbourne are now doing robot-written thank you cards.
Oh, cool.
And they've got the photo includes a photo of a robot arm holding a fountain pen writing out your personalised message.
That's so great.
Except for this little bit.
Okay.
We have totally simplified saying thanks, says co-founder Tom Holt.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see how we're going with timing. Okay. When a couple wants to write their thank you cards, they simply log into their registry, choose one of envelopes, beautifully designed cards, or upload their own design, then type in their personal message. Here's the good bit.
Okay.
Then Bond's robots go to work, handwriting the cards.
Oh.
What's wrong with that sentence?
Well, they're not handwritten.
They're not handwritten if a robot's bloody writing them. Give me a break.
No, that's fantastic. If it looks like real handwriting, I'm in.
I'm unimpressed, Jeff.
Because my handwriting's not that great.
Neither is mine. Dee?
Mine. I've got a Prezi.
Yep.
For Jeff.
Okay.
It's a Star Wars Lego Abbey Road t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
It's all everything genius. You could want in one.
Indeed. Indeed.
Fantastic.
We'll get Jason to buy him one and give it to him on the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds fine.
Anything, Jeff?
I'm out.
Okay. Everybody, please, have a wonderful and safe holiday, whether you're whatever.
Whatever
you're doing.
Yes.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. That's the main thing.
Come back and join us in the beginning of January for the Gadget Grill. As I always do at Christmas, I finish the show with Trombone Shorty from Studio 60 on Sunset Boulevard and Sunset Strip. This is Oh Holy Night. It is just awesome music. Enjoy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.